Hello, I'm Funky and the Two Tone Baby. I'm here to talk about my top five most influential tracks. Track one. Got to throw some Zeppelin in there. So track one would be Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin. I've always been brought up on Zeppelin and the kind of classic rock. My mum was really into that. And that's been a big part shaping who I am and what I've done musically. Bring It On Home is particularly interesting track, because it has a kind of deceptive start. It's kind of a real kind of low bluesy bit, and then kicks into the brunt of the song halfway through. And it's a bit of a motif that I've tried to nab throughout my time. Deceptive start rolling into something else. And just as a track, it is phenomenal. It's one of the first times I really heard harmonica being used properly, and just various tones and textures and dynamics with it. And it's brilliant. It's one of my favourite Zeppelin tracks. And I'm going higher all aboard. Track two, Busted by the Black Keys. I've been a massive fan of the Black Keys for, well, ever since I discovered them. And in fact, they were one of my first bands I ever discovered myself. I had a copy of NME, I think, and looked through it and saw the name Black Keys and thought that sounded cool. So I went on Napster back then and streamed it off. And it was the track Busted, and it blew me away. It was one of the first times, I hadn't long started playing guitar after that. And conversely to the Zeppelin track, it was one of the first times I'd heard kind of blues song where it felt achievable to me to kind of play it. Track three. A lot of these tracks I'm talking about have been my kind of first experience of something. I know the two tracks before end have been quite bluesy. This track and the next three actually are my first kind of dip into other music, electronic music and stuff. So track three is Lovely Allen by Holy Fuck. Now, I remember so vividly the first time I ever heard them. My uncle sent me a text saying, just heard this band on the radio, got to listen to it, went the internet. And was just absolutely knocked out by this song. Must have listened to it about 10 times on repeat. Then went to see them back at the time where I was still cool. Jumped on a train, saw they're playing in London that weekend. Went up to see them. And I've never been steamrolled by a gig before, but it was the most phenomenal gig and set and experience I've ever seen. I've seen them about 9 times now. I've been to Amsterdam to see them. And that one track in particular, such good memory for it. It's so diverse and atmospheric, it's almost kind of soundscape, but it's got this underlying power to it. And that's always been a big goal of mine, to try and recreate something as complex and beautiful and musical as that. So track four is by one of my favourite bands, a band called Black Moth Super Rainbow, a track called Sunlips. Again, similar kind of story actually. My uncle's been responsible for quite a lot of my musical tastes, but I got a text saying, just found this band, Black Moth Super Rainbow, and they're an American synth psychedelic band, but an incredibly interesting and diverse drummer and bassist, and it's all kind of vocoded vocals, and a lot of the kind of early synthy 80s stuff I've always found to be a touch cheesy and kind of always steered away from it. And this was the first kind of example of music I'd heard where I thought it was used well, and not only well, like spectacular. They've been such a huge influence on me, and it's really kind of shaped the last few years of my direction, just for a diverse soundscape, using sounds you would never normally think in music. I think that's a wonderful thing to find. 5, and this is my most recent discovery. I Fixed My Life by Melt Yourself Down. I was very lucky enough to be involved as a tutor in a session for Kent Music, helping a load of kids kind of study music. And one of the program leaders was a guy called Pete Wareham, who was from Acoustic Ladyland. And and Melt Yourself Down. But I didn't know this and was chatting to him outside having a fag. I said, oh, so what do you do with your life? He's like, oh yeah, I'm in a few bands. Just kind of like do some stuff. So I'm in a new project called Melt Yourself Down. Just released a single, check it out. And it's two saxophones, drums, bass, and a guy on electronics. And it was my first real delve into like jazz. I've always shied away from jazz because some of it can be jarring, to say the least. But these two of the leading jazz musicians and saxophonists the country has ever produced, like, fucking going hell for leather on this track with this incredible bass line, furious drum beat. It's music like I've never heard before, and that's a revelation for it. Next day I went to go back to this session after listening to this track. I was like, oh, so what do you think? I was like, oh yeah, it was really good. And then ever since I've been terrified to speak to him. And that is my top 5 tracks that have influenced me in my career.